escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ho, baby! It's Friday! Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how you feel this AM. I know how you should. It's not just Friday. Thank God it's Friday, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's game day Friday, my dudes and dudettes. We have got not just college football going on tonight. Georgia Tech, Colorado is pretty much it, what I'm looking forward to. Not saying there's nothing else I'm looking forward to, but that's just the one that jumps off the page at me. But tomorrow's the day, people. Tomorrow's the day. Tomorrow's the day. College football. Big time. D1. Power 2, 3, 4, whatever we're calling it. College football is back. Y'all, I stayed up late last night. I'm not going to lie. Your boy's going to be fighting through it. I walked in today. I slapped the play like a champion today sign because I know we are going to be fighting through it. Worth it. Stayed up last night to watch the end of that Nebraska-Cincinnati game. Not what I expected. First gambling L of the year for Rob Brown because I really didn't think Nebraska was going to cover 6.5 last night. Instead, they walk out of Arrowhead with a field goal victory over the Bearcats of Cincinnati.
They had every advantage. I mean, because that was definitely a home field for them. As loud as that was, it was causing sense. If this was truly a neutral field, Nebraska probably would have lost that game.
I don't know if you saw what happened. Apparently, the parking lot at Arrowhead does not open until like just a few hours before that game started. But they had to call the game day staff at Arrowhead in hours early to open the parking lot. Because there were so many Nebraska fans that made the trip to Arrowhead to watch that game last night that were waiting to get into the parking lot that apparently, and I don't know how far the stadium is from the interstate, but apparently there were so many Nebraska fans waiting to get in that the traffic had backed up to the interstate. It literally was a parking lot on the interstate of Cornhusker fans waiting to get in to go watch the game.
You sure it wasn't backed up because a famous celebrity was there?
Did you know that Tay-Tay and T-Rav were going to be there until the game started? And by the way, I think
Mahomes was there too. So, I mean, you know.
Yes, but if you are making the case that the parking lot in the stadium was filled up to see a celebrity in that press box, it was not Pat.
Well, they were not. They were not there. I just was throwing that out there. They were not there to see Taylor Swift for sure.
No, they were there to see the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Yes, they were. You put that on a true neutral field, You take away some of the bumbles that Cincinnati had because they could not hear. I think Cincinnati beats Nebraska. They should. I mean, the end of that game, he shouldn't have thrown through that pass.
How are you a quarterback who had 69 nice passing yards going into that play, deciding that, what if I try to double my passing yardage on a freaking Hail Mary? By the way, you're in field goal range.
Oh, easily in field goal range.
You're in field goal range. Just throw it underneath or throw it out of bounds. You've got plenty of time. Like, that is one of those things that, there's going out there and trying to make a play and somebody else makes one instead. That happens in football. As you become an older fan, I think you become a lot more tolerant to and capable of recognizing that. Sometimes the other guy just makes a better play than you do. You know what you're never going to do, or at least I'm not? I am never going to stop getting absolutely infuriated when players and coaches just make the most elementary dumbass mistakes. Like, I'm never gonna. I was infuriated. And here's the thing. I was pulling for Nebraska last night. No, I'm not yet. I'm not yet out on Nebraska. I'm not yet out on Nebraska being a good team this year. I'm gonna come to that in a minute.
I normally don't watch second tier Big Ten teams. But I watched last night because I watched this morning because it was on. I watched all of the game that was on prior, but I watched the majority of that game this morning, Nebraska and Cincinnati. I'm going to root for the Ohio team just because. But the second tier Big Ten teams that are normally near the bottom, I usually don't root for. And Nebraska is one of those. For some reason, you're high on them. I don't understand it. And we're going to see how it plays out. This could have just been the excitement of the first game, or maybe Cincinnati's a little bit better than people thought.
I think that some element of both of those takes are true. And I am going to get to that later because I did get a text last night from a dear friend of mine, and I'm going – well, I won't out specifically who it was. I'm just going to say that a very prominent figure in one of our local professional sporting teams is a Husker guy. And he and I have been having conversations all offseason about this team. In fact, I texted him a handful of days ago, and I said, look, man, like I think I'm in on your Huskers this year. And he was the one that gave me the drink the Rule-Aid joke that I used yesterday on the show. And so last night, that game ended. And I had told him earlier in the day, I'm going with a little bit of a sprinkle on Nebraska -6.5. I think they can win this thing by a touchdown. I'm not saying that Dylan Raiola is anything more than a 15-cent knockoff of Patrick Mahomes. But I am saying, I think Matt Rhule's added enough talent to this squad that I think they should be able to beat the Bearcats by 7. The game ended last night, and I got a text from this dude that said, and I quote, unprompted, by the way, bull bleep game, this team is bull bleep fraudulent again, save your money the rest of the season. Like, he's not well, my dear Nebraska Cornhusker-loving friend. And I'm going to say what I said to him at the end of that game last night. Hey, relax, it's week one. And if the Huskers are going to be good this year, it is going to be because they're able to throw the ball, which they have not really been adept at the last few years. And this is the warning shot that I have given to Clemson fans and Carolina fans a lot. And this is why I also have said a number of times, and coming up this morning at 8:20 a.m., Adam Epstein, who hosts on 106.1 in Richmond, Virginia, is going to join the show. He covers the Hokies of Virginia Tech. We're going to go behind enemy lines with Adam Epstein. We've talked about this Carolina-Virginia Tech game, and I've said I don't know how many times, this game matters more to South Carolina than the LSU-Clemson game matters to Clemson. This game matters more because you've got to put yourself in the eyesight of the voters. And yes, they do not make their first vote until November. But you need to get on the radar now so that you can ride a high until then, right?
The computers will still see you, and since they're going to factor in.
So they are going to factor in.
So the AI is watching.
They are going to factor in. But at the end of the day, on November 3rd, a bunch of human beings are going to take some pieces of paper or whatever they use, computers, and they're going to submit them. You need to grab the attention. But that comes along with a warning, which is you expect the pass game to be better this year. Sometimes it takes a week or two to really get going, right? You could argue incorrectly that's what happened to Boise State last night. Boy, good gosh almighty, are we going to talk about that coming up in a minute.
I just want to say Nebraska, as bad as they were, are better than the majority of the ACC. Except for Clemson.
All right, we're not doing that right now. We'll come back around to that.
We'll find out this weekend.
We'll come back around to that. But here is what I will say. I told my Husker loving friend, one of two things is true. Either A, I'm right about the Huskers. This was a week one, coulda, shoulda, woulda done better. And they'll circle back around, though I will say, a lot of the issue last night was on the Cornhusker defense. And for as much of this offseason as Matt Rhule spent pointing out that the black shirt defense is back, right? Like, that's been his war cry all offseason. We're going to go back to being the black shirts. They weren't last night. But it's going to take some time to get the passing game running, A. And B, do you know who the offensive coordinator for Nebraska is? Scott Satterfield. You remember him, Gamecocks fans? You remember Scott Satterfield? Remember when Satterfield was your OC and literally no one was happy about it for a hot minute there? That's your guy. That's the guy that's there at Nebraska. So I will acknowledge that when I, earlier this week, started talking about the fact that I'm kind of interested in Nebraska as potentially a dark horse team in the Big Ten, I did not factor in that Scott Satterfield is still their offensive coordinator. Now, that being said, I'm going to give them a week or two because I do think there is one thing that we do have to talk about. Since Matt Rhule took over in Nebraska 3 years ago, including last night where they did win a one-score game, I saw the stat last night dating back to 2001. Nebraska, 4-22 in one score games dating back to 2021. 4-22 in one score games. Now they are 4-22. They were 3-22 entering the game last night. Now 4-22. Sometimes, as Confucius said, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Sometimes getting better requires you to get better at a little thing before you can suddenly expect to be better at the big thing. They finished the game. They finished the game. And the Bearcats are not a bad football team. I do not think that they are they're not Ohio State, but they're not a bad football team. So for Nebraska to be in a game that, yeah, it was tighter than they wanted it to be, for Nebraska to be in that game, for Nebraska to finish that game, for Nebraska to win that game, it was doing one little thing that over the past 4 or 5 seasons, Nebraska has not been doing. Winning those close games has been anti-Nebraska. It has been the Nebraska way. Has been losing games like last night. Two teams like the Bearcats. I'm not talking about losing to Penn State and Oregon and Ohio State by one score. I'm talking about losing a game like last night has been the MO for this team for 4 or 5 consecutive seasons now. And so while last night was not as impressive as I think I would have liked for a team that I said on this very radio program last night, I'm in on as a dark horse team in the Big Ten. I do have to acknowledge they finished the game. They figured out how to get it done. And don't get me wrong, Cincinnati shot themselves in their own groin.
They were given the game. I mean, the guy still had to catch the interception that was thrown right to him. I mean, he could have dropped that.
Absolutely. But, I mean, at the end of the day,
it was basically a punt the way it was coming down.
I did use the term arm punt last night. They finished a game. And at this point, if you are Matt Rhule and if you're a Huskers fan, the goal is, can we get to a point where we finish a game? And they did. So glad to see it. That being said, you got to get better and you got to get better like quickly. El rapido. All right, we got a show lined up today, ladies and gentlemen. First and foremost, I have said that I was always, to some degree, proud of being the one sports talk radio show in America that ignored the national directive handed down by the FCC that you must talk about the Dallas Cowboys for 2 to 3 segments per day.
You've also won against your secret society of media members, which I don't understand how you've gotten by with that.
Oh, for sure.
It's got to be blackmail material.
You know, sometimes you got to stand up for what's right, even if it's unpopular. You know, sometimes you got to do the right thing. However, we can't not talk about what happened yesterday, can we? We can't not talk about Jarrah.
My favorite thing that I saw on the internet this morning was I'm sure Diesel posted it, a picture of Cole's reaction.
You know,
That was I might frame that and like hanging up in the studio, like in here somewhere. We got room on the wall over there.
I sat down last night because I got asked to do a podcast, the Welcome Home podcast, which I've been doing with those boys every year since I got here. They're a South Carolina pod. They asked me to come on and do a little preseason prognostication every year. I'm happy to do it. And so I sat down with them and I was getting the computer set up. The wife said, can we get some Taco Bell for dinner? And I was like, you're damn right we can. All right. We have it's football night in America. I'm down to eat some crappy Taco Bell. And I say that with all due love and respect in the world. I drove like 12 minutes the other direction.
Everyone
to get it.
Gives them a bad rep, but people still eat there. So
oh, for
I mean,
sure.
You know.
It's so we went and we got our Taco Bell and I sat down with my Taco Bell to do the pod while I was watching a little football. By the way, did they not teach tackling in Boise, Idaho? Like, is tackling forbidden by Idaho state law or something?
It's a different elevation or something.
I got no idea. That sucked. So, I sat down to do it, and as I was sitting down, my phone, ping, I'm like, oh, what's up? And I got my 50 text messages that going, Micah Parsons to Green Bay. Uh-oh, Ryan Horvat is about to lose his mind. He's going to do the show nude tonight.
Okay, that's probably one of the weirder things that you've ever said.
It's obviously a joke. Ryan Horvath's a Packers fan.
I mean, just that anyone would be so excited that they would do. Okay, all right.
I would be if I was him. You are. Here's why. I mean, the Green Bay Packers are the NFC North favorite now with what happened yesterday.
Which is what I said yesterday. If you recall, even before the trade. So
with that being said,
you don't recall because I said it. And it was, you know,
I was probably just ignoring you because you were making jokes about the ACC or something. I'm sure that was it. So, I sat down to do that, and when I found that out, I was really mad at myself. And I was really mad at myself for one reason and one reason alone, because in order to get ready for the Welcome Home pod last night that I sat in on, I had to turn off because I use the same monitor for streaming as I do watching stuff. I had to turn off wire to wire, and I was not watching Cole Bryson's face when the news came across that Jerry Jones traded Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers in return for a defensive tackle and 2 first-rounders spread out over the next 2 years.
Would you like me to send you the picture? Because I can find it.
I'm about to go hunt it down, and it might be...
I believe it was on our Twitter, so it shouldn't be too hard to find.
If it's as good as I expect that it's going to be, it might take its place as my Facebook profile picture for a couple of days. Here it is. Oh, that's art. That's glory. That's beauty. That's phenomenal. That might become my Facebook profile picture for a couple of days.
I'm telling you, that's a frameable photo right there.
I'm considering going in and getting another poster made today. That might have to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back here in a minute, let's talk about that. Because oh, man. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you for once again providing me relentless entertainment with zero wins to rub in my face while you do. Let's talk about that trade and what it means to the National Football League. Kane said condolences to Cole Bryson. Yep. Yeah.
You also may not want to go to that side of the building today.
Are you kidding me? Today's the first day in the history of working here that I hope I get an email that says, see me in my office. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Biggest story of the day yesterday, even with college football making its return to television, was that the Dallas Cowboys traded Micah Parsons. Rob Brown was right. Nailed it. Over to the Green Bay Packers. They made the move yesterday. Micah Parsons immediately signed a new deal with the Green Bay Packers to become the highest paid non-quarterback in the National Football League. In exchange, Dallas returned three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark and a first-round pick in each of the next two drafts. Parsons agreed to a four-year, $188 million contract with the Packers, $120 million of it fully guaranteed at signing, and $136 million in total guarantees, making him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL. NFL history. Micah Parsons released a statement shortly after the trade was made official that said, quote, "I never wanted this chapter to end, but not everything was in my control. My heart has always been here, and it still is. Through it all, I never made any demands. I never asked for anything more than fairness. I only asked that the person I trust to negotiate my contract be part of the process." He had a whole long statement, but he did put out a tweet that said, very simply, "Thank you, Dallas. Go, Pack, go." Cheese emoji, green circle emoji, yellow circle emoji, along with a short video of him being drafted by the Dallas Cowboys, along with a number of highlight clips of him in the silver and blue. And now all of the sudden, week four, when Green Bay plays the Cowboys at Dallas, must-see TV. Sunday Night Football. Gonna see the TV that night. Look. I saw yesterday Dallas Cowboys fans twisting themselves in knots, doing everything that they could do to justify why, well, actually, this is a good thing. Actually, moving on from one of the best two edge rushers in the National Football League, actually, it's a good thing. Actually, Jerry won this thing because we got two first rounders and a guy that has made the Pro Bowl three times in 9 years. Actually, this is really good. As if the guy that you traded to get an interior defensive tackle, which is important, don't get me wrong, but an interior defensive tackle who has made the Pro Bowl three times in 6 years was a dude who's made the Pro Bowl four times and four in 4 years and is one of two players in NFL history that recorded a dozen or more sacks in each of his first 4 years. It's not a good trade, guys. It's not a good trade. And if you do not believe me, if you don't believe me, I don't need to point you any further than the picture that Lonzo was talking about just a second ago of one Cole Bryson's reaction to this yesterday. Cole Bryson is a Dallas Cowboys fan. Cole Bryson yesterday was on the air when this move got made. And if you're not following us right now on our live stream at facebook.com/thefanupstate, the Fan Upstate on YouTube, the Fan Upstate on Twitter, the Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, or on Twitch, you should. Because I think for the duration of this segment, I'm just going to leave that there picture of Cole Bryson up on the screen. Because I don't know what else you need to know.
Disregard the look on Diesel's face, too, which is also priceless.
I suspect Diesel was enjoying that a lot. It's not a good trade, okay? The game is very simple, and this is why I have been saying for a couple of weeks, and I got blasted by this. I cannot wait till next Tuesday to rejoin BetMGM tonight, because I said 2 Tuesdays ago on BetMGM tonight, Bradley Evans asked me the question, which is more likely, Terry McLaurin, Trey Hendrickson, or Micah Parsons are no longer members of their team by the halfway point of this season? And my response was, there is not a world in which Trey Hendrickson does not get paid. He has. There is not a world in which Terry McLaurin does not get paid. He has. Micah Parsons will not be a Dallas Cowboys on week one. And I got blasted, not just by them. Well, not them, because Horvat was on my side. But I got brought up, and this is not a regular occasion for me. And I only know this because I had producers on the net that were letting me know. I was getting put on blast on other BetMGM network shows that I don't have a super deep connection with, right? I fill in every now and then, but I'm not like a weekly guest like I am on BetMGM tonight.
Keep my name out your mouth.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Keep my name right there on the front and center. This job is about getting attention. But I had guys on other shows that were bringing me up as an example of a guy who doesn't understand the business of football. I said, you know who doesn't understand the business of football? Jerry Jones. Now, he understands business. He gets business. But hey, here's what I've said the entire time. If you want your team to make as much money as it can, Jerry Jones is absolutely the guy. There's not anybody else in the NFL I want running my team if the goal is to make money. But here's what I do know, guys. I have been a fan of the New Orleans Saints for as long as I can remember. When I was born, my dear sweet mother swaddled me in a New Orleans Saints blanket. Literally a Saints fan since birth. I have a fleur-de-lis tattooed on my shoulder blade. Literally a Saints fan for as long as I can remember. And I went back to check the bank account to make sure that this is true. In all the years I've been a Saints fan, dating back to pictures of me in elementary school, in Shalimar, Florida, repping fleur-de-lis to school, I went back and checked the bank account. The New Orleans Saints have never sent me a dividend check for when they made money on a football season. And I'm going to suspect Jerry Jones has not sent a single Cowboys fan a single dividend when that team has once again been voted or has been named or whatever the most profitable American sports franchise in the 30 years since they've won a Super Bowl. So if you want your team to be successful in terms of making money for an owner who is not going to give you a bleeping dime of it, then Jerry's your guy. But my take from the beginning of this situation was Jerry Jones is playing a game. He is playing a ratings game. He is playing an attention game. And he is using Micah Parsons as a prop in it. He is playing a game to get his team mentioned as many times as he can on First Take and Right is Right and all these national talk shows. Jerry is playing a game to force Wire to Wire and the Rob Brown Show and BetMGM Tonight to talk about the Dallas Cowboys to keep them in the forefront. The problem is he's using Micah Parsons to do it. And while Jerry has looked at this whole situation as entertainment, because that's what gets eyes on TV. Sure, I got it. While Jerry has looked at this as entertainment, most people don't. And Micah Parsons did not. Micah Parsons is looking at this as a job. And he felt like when he was looking at other guys around the league who have not been anywhere close to as successful as he has been as a Dallas Cowboys, and they're all making more money than him, he did what many of you ought to do when you find out. Do you want to, quick aside just to make it weird for a minute, do you want to know why so many workplaces forbid you to talk about your compensation with your coworkers? It's not illegal. It's not illegal. There's no crime there. Do you know why most places of employment forbid you from talking about your compensation to your coworkers? Because if your coworker who does the same job as you or a bigger job than you finds out that you're making more money, they're going to march their ass down to the hall and demand more money. And if the managers or the owners don't come off of that, that employee's going to leave and go somewhere else. That's kind of what happened here. Mike is looking at all these other guys, including Trey Hendrickson, who have not been anywhere as close to as successful as he has been. And he goes, I just want to get paid like they're getting paid. And Jerry said, oh, I can use this as leverage to get some entertainment value out of it. And Mike said, no, I'm done. I want out. That's why I said he's gone the entire time. That is why it was no shock to me last night. In fact, if anything, my response was, kind of shocked it took that long, to be honest with you. Now, that part's great. Because I know what happens next, which is, including on this show, The Dallas Cowboys are going to get 2-3 segments on every show that broadcasts in America today. And Jerry's going to look around at a team that just got worse, dramatically worse. Jerry's going to look around today and go, would you look at that? We're on ESPN again, boys. Would you look at that? Old Rob Brown's talking about the Dallas Cowboys. We're clearly doing something right. Despite the fact that you probably just cost yourself 2-3 wins by getting dramatically worse on defense. So, when we come back here in a minute, let's talk about what that trade actually does mean in the NFC, in the NFL, in the NFC East, in the NFC North, etc., etc. And my favorite part about it yesterday, did you hear Jerry's press conference? Oh my God, was it art? Was it poetry? Was it a thing of beauty? We'll address that and more coming up on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sup, bruh? On Tuesday, I did a national radio spot on the BetMGM network. And on Tuesday, I said on that national radio spot that I thought it was worth a ticket to take a bet on the Dallas Cowboys to check in dead last in the NFC East.
Wait, behind the Giants?
Behind the Giants. And I had some rationale for it even before the Micah Parsons trade. The rationale was, I think a lot of you are either forgetting or ignoring that down the stretch, and if I'm saying this, you can take it as legit. I think a lot of you were forgetting, are forgetting, intentionally forgot, that down the stretch last year, Russell Wilson was pretty good for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not great, but pretty good for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm not saying that he is going to, for sure, definite, no question, do the same thing, pick up where he left off with the Giants.
He's not making it through the entire season as a starting quarterback for the Giants. He's just not.
He might.
The fan base and everyone else is excited about somebody else.
That's fine. But if he goes out there and the Giants start 1-4, you're not making that switch. Hey, guys, we're kicking everybody's ass, but we're going to go ahead and switch quarterbacks. That's not what happens.
You said 1-4. You meant
4-1. Yeah. If they're 1-4, he's definitely getting out of the way. But I said I thought it was worth a ticket if you could get it locked in by then to pick the Dallas Cowboys to finish last in the NFC East. And that bet at the time was like plus 700. It was like 7-1. Do you know what it is today? 3-1. It's 3-1. So if you followed me on Tuesday when I said it, over double the profit if it came out. And I got put on blast even by Ryan Horvat, who is I love Ryan. Ryan and I are buddies. We text away from the air. And he was like, Rob Brown, you know I love you, dog. That's a terrible take. Well, here we are. I thought it was a fine take at the time. Yeah, speculative, for sure. Against the odds, for sure. But still a realistic pick. I think the Dallas Cowboys are going to be very close to being last in that division if they're not. And it's not just about the fact that they have now lost the best defensive player on their football team. And Cowboys fans, do me a favor. Save it. Save the, well, Micah disappeared in the playoffs. Your whole team disappeared in the playoffs. Okay? Like, the guy can only do so much. Your whole team disappears in the playoff. That's literally the narrative about your football team and has been for three freaking decades now. So save me your, I still don't understand why you're doing this, defensive Jerry Jones. There's, well, Micah's not really good against the run, Rob. The Saints, of all teams, ran all over him last year. I'm not disagreeing. Micah Parsons is not a great run defender. He is a truly special generational pass rusher. And while you do have to have run stuffers, and you got one yesterday, again, I think a guy that's pretty, I mean, he's good. But he's not a generational run stopper the way that Micah Parsons is a generational pass rusher. Pass rusher has become, and you can look at the fact that the highest paid non-quarterbacks in the NFL, like three of the five are edge rushers. The other two are wide receivers. It is, I would say not arguably, I would say it is conclusively seen by general managers around the NFL as the second most valuable position on the football field behind the quarterback. And you moved on from a guy because Jerry, in order to stroke his own ego, made it personal for no reason. In order to make sure that he was still getting talked about on the TV every day, in order to make sure that he was front and center and his sound bites kept going viral, he made it personal with a guy who was not playing the entertainment ratings game. So what does this trade do in the NFC? Well, I've already showed you. At the end of the day, and you know how many times I have said this, if you want a vibe as to what is going to happen, first place you always go is to the sportsbook. First place you go, even if you're not a gambler, first place you go is to the sportsbook. Because the people who set the lines at the sportsbook, they are the most unbiased people in America. Because if they show any bias at all, they will lose their ass in the wagertainment world. So you have now already seen the Dallas Cowboys go from a team that was sitting at like plus 200 to like plus 200 to plus 333 to win the NFC East, and a team that was like plus 700 go to 3-1 to check in dead last in the NFC East. Over in the NFC at large, or I'll tell you what, let's look at the NFC North for just a minute. Let's look at the NFC North, where the Green Bay Packers a couple of days ago were sitting at like plus 250 to win the NFC North. They're now plus 180 and now officially have the shortest odds to win that division. They were like, I want to say they were like 4-1, 4.5-1 to be last in the division. It's now 6-1. That one player changed teams. One player changed teams. As far as the NFC at large goes, the Packers were 8-1 to have the number one seed in the NFC. They are now 6-1 to win the NFC championship. The Packers were like 8.5-1. They are now 6.5-1. One player. You are talking about one player who dramatically shifted the odds of the entire conference yesterday when he got traded. I think the Packers are now the favorite to win the NFC North. I do think it is more likely now that the Packers, a team that a lot of people were already very high on, and I do think it may 100% come down to, is Jordan Love that guy or not? If he is, because as Young Tok just popped into the chat and said, young quarterbacks in that division with J.J. McCarthy and Caleb Williams. Yes. If Jordan Love really is the guy that the Packers have been saying he is for a couple of years now, then I think with the addition of Micah Parsons to that defense, the Packers are now the favorite to win the NFC North.
You know, we're hearing all this negative. Is it possible for this trade and everything that's happened with it to be a positive for Dallas? Is there any way foreseeable where this actually was a good move?
Is there any way?
Because they did get a player back for trading Mike Parsons. It's not like they didn't get anything for that. And they got a pretty good haul of picks. So what does Dallas have to do for them to have won from this trade? And what would Green Bay have to do for them to lose from this trade?
Green Bay is, if Jordan Love plays well, they win the division. That's where I'm at today.
I think that would have happened whether they got Micah Parsons or not.
Maybe so. So then now it would be, they're solidified if Jordan Love plays well. And I'm good with that. What can the Cowboys do with where they are?
If they win their division anyway.
Dallas?
Yes.
Dallas is not winning this division.
If they win their division anyway, then was this a good trade?
I'm still going to say no.
I'm trying to be positive on a Friday and trying to find a way where Dallas could actually win from this trade.
Here you go. Here's how they win from this trade. One of those two first rounders, they find another generational pass rusher. They find another guy who goes to four Pro Bowls in four consecutive years. Here's the problem. You have built a team right now that has Dak Prescott at the quarterback, has CeeDee Lamb at the wide receiver, has George Pickens as a wide receiver. Jerry has built the 1990s Dallas Cowboys. Now, granted, he doesn't have a running back. Maybe Phil Maffa steps in to be the guy, but like, do we think Phil Maffa is going to be like prime? Do you think he's going to be prime Emmitt Smith? Probably not, right? Probably not. So they would have to take those two number one picks, and they would have to go find a new Micah Parsons, a generational pass rusher, one of two players in the history of the NFL that recorded a dozen or more sacks in their first 4 years in the league, a 4 years played, four Pro Bowls attended caliber player. That's not a thing very often. So they would have to do that. Number two, they would have to take their brand new defensive tackle. Yay, everybody's excited. They would have to take their brand new defensive tackle, send him to the Pro Bowl, and I would say have a, let's say, top seven defensive rushing stop, right? Like a top seven rushing defense in the NFL. Because Jerry the salesman yesterday got on the podium and tried to sell to the Cowboys because that's what he does. He's a salesman more than anything else. In fact, very quick, because I know we're rapidly approaching the break. Let me play you a couple of Jerry Jones selling clips. And do that.
He can use those picks to trade again for another player,
yes,
or for more picks. I mean, there's a lot of things he could do with that.
I don't disagree. He absolutely could. I'm not saying there's no path for us in a year's time to look back at this trade and go, well, actually, worked out pretty well for the Dallas Cowboys. What I'm saying is the reason you made this trade was because your GM stinks. So why am I going to think that a GM who got you in a position where you had to trade away a generational player to cross your fingers and hope that the same general manager nails the next three or four moves to make up for Micah Parsons? The guy who put you in the spot that
Micah Parsons
needs to
have an injury also?
Yeah, a back injury.
Uh-huh.
That, I am 99% convinced. No, he doesn't.
Well, we'll see.
It was his excuse not to practice.
What if he goes out and he never plays it down for Green Bay?
It is still a dumb trade.
By the way, I don't hope that happens. I'm just trying to find another angle here. That's
if that was the case, here's the thought. You know what that would be? That would be the guy who is dead broke and he's got rent coming up and he's got a car payment coming up and he can't feed his kids. And he goes to the gas station and he drops his last $100 on 20 Powerball tickets. We all agree that's a dumb decision, right? Like, take that $100 and feed your damn kids. But he goes down to the gas station and he buys 100 Powerball tickets. And then he wins the Powerball. Is it now a good decision? No, it was still a bad decision, even if the statistical improbability hit. And you're now a billionaire, it was still a dumb decision that you got lucky to get out of. Like, that's the best case scenario.
So what you're saying, in your mind, there's nothing that could make this the right move.
No, it's the wrong move.
Okay.
That's not to say there's not.
Okay, all right.
That's not to say there's not.
So you've already decided that there's no.
No, it is the wrong move.
Wow.
There is.
Oh, well, we'll see. I'm willing to let it play out.
Okay, hear me out. There is a universe where the Dallas Cowboys come out on the better end. It's still the wrong move. It is taking your last $100 and instead of buying dinner for your kids, buying a Powerball ticket. If the Powerball hits, you go, all right, like it worked out for you, but it was still the wrong decision to be made at the time. That's where that's at for me. All right, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we got your water cooler cheat sheet. We're going to get you the top three sports stories you need to know. Then we have got we've got college football. We're going to hit your quad box, the most important four games in the early, mid, and late slots. Clock in and lock in, my favorite bets going into college football over the weekend. At 8:20, Adam Epstein from 610 in Richmond, Virginia, going to talk Gamecocks Hokies. And then Matt Moscona from ESPN Baton Rouge is going to talk Tigers and Tigers, all coming up after the Sports Flash.
Matt Rhule's Nebraska Cornhuskers squeaked by the Cincinnati Bearcats 20-17 last night in a game that was supposed to be at a neutral site. Instead, Arrowhead was filled with the corn-fed, who made it a Nebraska home game. Cincy's Brendan Sorsby drove the Bearcats to field goal range within the waning moments of the fourth quarter, but threw a game-deciding interception that gave the victory to Nebraska. Boise State's time in the top 25 lasted less than 1 week as the Broncos got hammered by USF 34-7 in their opening contest. USF quarterback Bryce Brown went 16 of 24 for 210 yards and ran for 43 yards and two scores. Trying to talk too fast. Need to slow down. Atlanta Braves lost to the Phillies 19-4 last night. Recently acquired Cal Quantrill took the loss in his Atlanta debut, getting replaced after 3.1 innings and 9 hits and 9 runs surrendered. That's not good. Hour number two of the Rob Brown Show coming up next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.